Usually, criticism of Facebook are all-encompassing, that it spies, sells private information, or is simply a bad corporate citizen. Rarely is there a concrete example of how it harms real people. Today, there is. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by ExpressVPN. Secure your online data and get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. In 2015, while reporting on live television for station WDBJ in Roanoke, Virginia, Allison Parker and her cameraman, Adam Ward, were shot and killed by a disgruntled former station employee. For years, her father, Andy Parker, has repeatedly asked Facebook to remove the graphic video of the murder. And for years, Facebook has promised that it would. Naturally, the videos are still posted on Facebook. Now Mr. Parker is asking the Federal Trade Commission to force Facebook to comply. In the words of Mr. Parker, posting videos of a murder is not free speech. It's savagery. And I agree. Has Facebook no decency at all? Stay updated at Komando.com.
The only place where you can get my show's podcast is on my website. Go to GetKim.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.